Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And this week's topic is going to be about a novel treatment called neural therapy. So I'm very excited about talking about this because I haven't really had a show on this before. So I love bringing new information to everybody about a great treatment that is a great way that can help many people with all kinds of problems. And I'm going to talk about what some of those problems are. And first, I'll tell you that I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me right now live at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden. And you can reach me at the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can call me during the show, or you can call me after the show at my office in Ridgewood at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. So let's talk about neural therapy, okay? I'm guessing, even the words, both neural, meaning related to nerves, and therapy, both those words are familiar to you, but you may not have heard of neural therapy. Maybe some of you have. And what neural therapy is a treatment that basically aims to improve the health of the autonomic nervous system. And I'm going to talk all about that in terms of explaining what the autonomic nervous system is. And basically, the autonomic nervous system consists of two types of nerves. Okay, we have sympathetic nerves and parasympathetic nerves. And the sympathetic nerves are something that we'd all be familiar with if you've ever heard the term fight or flight, okay? And what fight or flight is when there is an exciting, stressful, or threatening situation, the fight or flight reaction goes on in our body so that we direct all our energy to helping deal with that threat or that excitement. And then on the other hand, we have the parasympathetic nerves, which are, I would kind of help you visualize it as nerves of relaxation. So after you've successfully chased down the lion during your fight or flight response, or run away from the lion, depending on how the case may be, depending on whether or not you had a pistol, and you've successfully gotten out of that stressful situation, it's time to relax. And basically, that relaxation is usually the activation of the parasympathetic nerves. And what happens is there are certain systems of the body that need to be hyper alert and hyperactive during the times of sympathetic action. And some of those systems are our muscles and our arms or legs. We got to be able to run away or run to something. And another system, another aspect is our heart needs to be pounding hard to get enough blood flow. Our brain needs a lot of blood flow to deal with this increasingly stressful situation. So we've got this fight or flight directing our energies that way. And where the blood doesn't go during these stressful times is the bowel. It's not time to digest food and process food. It's not time to eat. It's time to run away. But once it's time to relax, those other systems kick in. such as our eating, our appetite, our stomach, our bowel system reactivates in the parasympathetic time. Our bladder activates in the parasympathetic time. So, in other words, when it's time to do the non-urgent activities, such as bowel and bladder and eating and drinking, that's time for the parasympathetic nerves to kick in. And many diseases are caused by an imbalance between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems. And what do I mean by imbalance? Well, you may have noticed that we live in a pretty stressful time. And I don't mean just, I don't want to get into the stress of the political situation, that's its own different stress. But I mean, just to make a living in our Western economy is very challenging. And there's lots of people around. We're often in pretty crowded situations, especially here in the New York area. And so our stress system is often on hyper alert. And so it's one thing when our sympathetics act overstressed when we're being chased by a lion, but it's another thing when it feels like we're being chased by that lion all the time. And so there's overstimulation of the sympathetic nervous system. We're on constant, vigilant alert. We're constantly stressed out. The heart is constantly having to work hard, and the body systems in our body don't get to relax. And when they don't get to relax, that means that we're not the parasympathetics aren't able to kick in enough. There's imbalance. For most people, there's excess sympathetic and decreased parasympathetic output, nervous output, or nervous flow. And as a result, the lack of parasympathetic output means we may not be digesting as well as we should be. Our bowel movements may be off. Our emptying our bladder may be off because the parasympathetics, which accomplish those tasks, aren't working to their optimal benefit or their optimal function. So it's very important to balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And I'm going to talk about how neural therapy does that. But before I do that, I'm going to let you know that if you have any questions, and I'm going to be talking about different treatments as well, but please call in at 800-848-WABC. I'm right here at the WABC studio. It's Dr. Warren Slayton, 800-848-9222. Or you can call after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com. So now let's talk about how neural therapy works. Well, one of the great treatments in neural therapy, the classic treatment of neural therapy, is using an anesthetic called procaine to help balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And that procaine is placed in strategic areas where the nerves are either hyper-firing and we're trying to calm them down, or the nerves need proper stimulation. So procaine helps to achieve that balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves. Now, procaine is, you may know it from your old back in the days to the dentist when you get Novocaine, that's the trade name for procaine. And it's not widely available. We get it compounded, but in my opinion, it's the best anesthetic out there for its therapeutic value. So there's plenty of good anesthetics that like lidocaine and bupivacaine that numb up nerves, but procaine actually has therapeutic value for the nerves in helping achieve this balancing effect. So I'm a real big fan of procaine. And so another couple of concepts that I want to try to explain with neural therapy, okay, is that there's a constant balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And what is really good about the sympathetic nervous system, and really important, is that it needs to flow to all organs of the body. So just about every organ, including the skin, is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, either sympathetics or parasympathetics. So when I say every organ, that's the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, all rely on a healthy autonomic nervous system. And when it's unhealthy, that can lead to a problem in any organ. And so I'm going to talk about that unhealthiness, because one of the things that can cause that unhealthiness is a scar. Okay, that's called, there's a concept that you need to understand neural therapy, and that is there are what's called interference fields. And whenever there's an interference field, that can block the autonomic nervous system where the field is, but that can also affect an organ that's remote and away from where that, at a distance from where the interference field is. That's a little tricky, but I'm going to explain how that can work in the real life clinical situation. And one of the things I'm going to talk about is a scar. Okay, a scar happens from any surgery, but there are some scars that there's actually some scars that we're actually born with. And one of those scars is our umbilicus, our belly button, is actually kind of the original scar. And so if someone has problems that started at birth, there's a possibility that there's an interference field at that umbilicus. And there's another, but any scar can cause a problem both at the scar where it becomes very painful and also remotely. So let's say a scar at the elbow can cause a problem, an abdominal problem. I know it sounds kind of far-fetched and kind of a little out there, but that these are physiologic facts, and I base this on the fact that many times when I treat a scar for one problem, it often helps a more distant or remote problem. And it's very interesting the way that works. It's fascinating. And part of the fascination is that it's just incredible to see a great therapeutic response that's unexpected. And what I'd recommend to anyone listening who had difficulty with a surgery, okay, and had a complicated course post-op or is still having a lot of pain in the area of the surgical site, is chances are that scar needs to be treated. And when treating that scar with neural therapy, with Procaine, often the scar relaxes and that pain improves, and it's often an immediately gratifying effect by treating the scar after a surgery. So neural therapy as a scar treatment is phenomenal. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I am at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at 201-882-1500. That's my office number, 201-882-1500. Or you could check out my website, njprolo.com. Before I get to some other aspects of neural therapy, I'm going to take a call from Doug in South Jersey. Doug? So, okay, thank you, Doug. I'm glad to hear that. But I think we can talk after the show because it sounds like a personal matter. But what I wanted to talk about with neural therapy is that the body can, again, is controlled by the peripheral nervous system, and all the organs are controlled by the autonomic nervous system. Okay, so we have two different kinds of systems. The peripheral nervous system is the our voluntary nervous system that helps move our muscles, while the autonomic nervous system helps with the balance of our nerves. So what I would like to introduce to you is this concept that many organ problems can be treated with neural therapy. And so what do I mean by that? I mean, I'll give you some examples. On the body, okay, at the skin level, there are manifestations of all sorts of, for every organ has representation both along the spinal column and on the front of the body, so that when you treat those areas just under the skin with procaine, that often will have a positive effect on the organ that it's associated with. So someone with asthma may respond to neural therapy for the points along the lung. Someone with stomach abdominal pain may respond to neural therapy along the abdominal points. And so neural therapy is a very useful condition, very useful treatment for all kinds of organ-related conditions. But what's really interesting about neural therapy, the history of neural therapy is interesting. It was really brought to everyone's attention. There are different developments of knowledge of the autonomic nervous system over the years, but the Hunneke brothers from Germany brought neural therapy over in the 1920s, and it gradually got more use. And in fact, in Europe, they're more likely to have heard of neural therapy because there are more people practicing it in Germany and other European countries, as it's commonly taught in European settings. It's taught here in the United States as well, just not as frequently, not as prevalently. And so it's not commonly performed here, but it is such a great treatment. But what's really interesting about neural therapy is that neural therapy is really kind of the progenitor of modern Western pain management. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I'm sure many of you out there have heard of trigger points. Trigger points are these tender spots on muscles that cause a certain reaction when they're pushed on. Well, the trigger points, interestingly enough, were introduced and most developed and are associated with Janet Travell. Dr. Travell was actually a personal physician to John F. Kennedy. And Dr. Travell learned her trigger points and or the basis for her trigger points from neural therapy, which is really pretty cool, because trigger point therapy is such a vital part of physical therapy these days, and it's such a vital part of Western pain management. But that's where it got its start, from Janet Travell learning neural therapy. And she was hesitant to call it neural therapy because even back then, neural therapy was on the alternative side, so she wanted to mainstream it by calling it trigger point therapy. Another example of how our Western pain management, if anyone's ever had severe pain, whether it's back pain, I know you've heard me talk about prolotherapy before and other treatments for pain, but one of the treatments for pain are nerve blocks. And these nerve blocks can be in the spinal area, they can be in the peripheral nerves, but nerve blocks, by putting anesthetic around a nerve, that has a dramatic effect even after the anesthetic wears off. Well, where did we learn about nerve blocks? We learned about nerve blocks from neural therapy. That is the basis for the whole Western paradigm of pain management with nerve blocks. Most Western pain management doctors are not aware that they're doing neural therapy, but they are if they're doing nerve blocks. So the whole idea of working with the nerves and using anesthetic to work with the nerves is the basis of neural therapy. And as a corollary to that, the cool thing about neural therapy is it broadens out and it expands our ability to deal with lots of conditions. Another condition, again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm live at the WABC studio, so you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me after this show at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check my website, njprolo.com. So what I wanted to touch base about was another great treatment, another great use of neurotherapy. Headaches respond beautifully to with neurotherapy. And these headaches often are so stubborn, and it's often a combination of working with the trigger points that I mentioned, but also a combination of trigger points and nerve blocks can do wonders for headaches. So it really gets the headache from both angles. And that's why, it's a very diverse treatment. It balances the nervous system. And there's so much tension and so much sympathetic overdrive with headaches that the neurotherapy will often help balance that sympathetic stress with the use of anesthetic. Another example, sinuses respond beautifully to neurotherapy. Sinuses themselves are a source of pain. When the headaches kick in, it involves the nerves. But sinus therapy for neurotherapy, by a combination of working with the nerves and anesthetic into the sinuses, really does is a fantastic combination to treat sinus problems. And we often combine that with ozone because, again, neurotherapy, it's a very diverse, versatile treatment that really can treat so many conditions. Another condition or another type of neurotherapy block is in for pelvic problems. There's a group of nerves that we block with pelvic problems, and that's called the pelvic plexus or Frankenheimer's plexus. Nice long name there, but that blocking those nerves is so good for those problems, either gynecologic problems with dysmenorrhea and or for male pelvic problems, sexual dysfunction. It really can do wonders by, again, often any problem like that is a manifestation of sympathetic and parasympathetic imbalance. And neurotherapy, which is so great at balancing the sympathetics and parasympathetics, really does wonders for a wide range of problems. But the one most stalwart, I would say the classic problem that I treat with neurotherapy are scars. And I've mentioned it before, but anytime you have a bad if you're not doing well after a surgery, many, many times that scar is the problem. And the best way to treat that scar is with neurotherapy. Putting procaine along the scar really does wonders for relaxing the entangled nerves in the scar and helping get rid of that interference field. Even there are some strange areas, the teeth are a common interference field. And so with neurotherapy, we're able to diagnose that and point out and often make a connection between a dental problem and an organ problem somewhere else. And when that is done, that often resolves the problem. And while I am not a dentist, but you get in the hands of a dentist who can resolve that dental problem, often the organ problem is also going to improve. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You have a few more minutes to call at the studio here, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you could check out my website, njprolo.com. And I would say anyone with a painful scar or who's not doing well after a surgery, which may often be related to a painful scar, or if someone is having either headaches or just these organic problems, even fatigue can respond to neurotherapy because a lot of times that's the thyroid that's involved. So we treat the thyroid both with neurotherapy and sometimes with thyroid replacement if it's indicated, and that combination does phenomenally for those patients with fatigue. And for pelvic problems, neurotherapy is a great option. Again, a lot of these treatments, we combine the anesthetic and the and we also combine it with ozone treatment, and we achieve great results for those with those kinds of problems. So again, neurotherapy, just to summarize, so many problems in our body are related to problems with the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is what reflects a balance, should reflect a balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves. The sympathetics are the fight or flight nerves. The parasympathetics are the relaxation nerves. When they are not in balance, and it's usually in excess of the sympathetic nerves, then that leads to all kinds of diseases, and neurotherapy is ideally suited to treat those diseases. So if you have any of these issues, please give me a call so I can help you out, and I will see how neurotherapy may be the right treatment for you. And it's Dr. Warren Slayton. You can call me at the office at 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njprolo.com. So again, treating different kind of organ problems. The great thing about neurotherapy is it's pretty minimal risk. You know, we're basically talking about just a little bit of anesthetic, either just right under the skin or at a nerve, and that often leads to great results. Both for sometimes it's an instantaneous effect, and the pain and the problem comes back. But other times it's a long-term effect, because once you get that system balanced, it stays in balance, and that's what we try to achieve with neural therapy. So again, so much of the body is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, and neural therapy, by treating a scar, by treating one of these interference fields, by treating nerves, by anesthetizing nerves, by treating trigger points, which are tender muscles, or treating the skin, which corresponds to different organs, we treat a wide variety of conditions. And so with that wide variety, we achieve great results, both short-term and long-term. So please give my office a call at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. I'm at the studio right now, so if you want to call now, we talk after the show, because the show's almost over, at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or check out my website, njprolo.com. So again, I wanted to introduce you tonight to neural therapy and tell you how neurotherapy is such a great way to take care of such a wide variety of conditions, and especially if you have a scar postoperatively, or if you have headaches, sinus problems, pelvic problems, neurotherapy may just be the right treatment for you. And it's a pretty benign treatment with low risk and much benefit. And it's a natural treatment because it gets the body balanced. And having a balanced nervous system is key to having a healthy life. So again, Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com, or you can call the studio here. I'll talk to you after the show, 800-848-9222. So lastly, again, neural therapy for balancing the nervous system, treating a wide variety of problems, especially post-op, trigger point injections, nerve blocks, headaches, sinus conditions, and pelvic problems. Tune in next week when I'm going to be talking about a great treatment for pain called prolotherapy. Again, thank you for listening to the Regenerative Healing Show. It's Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500.